and a devolution deal has already been signed for Greater Manchester. When people say that the North East doesn't want devolution because it voted no to a regional assembly, what do you say to them?
I think that we've got to listen to the people of the North East, and I think people do want more power over the things that matter to them, and that's what a Labour government's going to deliver. So whether it's over more power over bus services and transport or skills or economic development, I think England is far too centralised. If it's good enough for Scotland to have devolution, we should have devolution to the North East and across England, and that's what a Labour government will deliver.
There is a lot of concern that the power to cut air passenger duty, to devolve that, to devolve APD to Scotland, will have a knock-on effect here. Newcastle Airport said that 1,000 jobs that depend on the airport will not be created. What will you do to safeguard those jobs?
Well, look, I understand the concern. I'm absolutely determined. I give a clear pledge that we will protect Northeast airports, because it's very, very important that we do. And we've already written to the Chancellor saying he should act in his autumn statement and have a plan of action in his autumn statement, which is next week after all, to say how is he going to protect airports in the Northeast. But if he doesn't do it, we're going to do it, because it's incredibly important we do. We need to have a dialogue with the airports and indeed councils and MPs in the North East about how exactly we do it. There's different ways you could do it, yeah. But I give an absolute commitment we're going to make sure that the North East doesn't lose out as a result of this devolution of air passenger duty.
Labour faces claims that it's the party of the metropolitan elite. Why are polls showing that Nigel Farage is better able to connect with working class voters than you are?
Well, look, I think I find that when I'm in the North East or elsewhere, people give me a good reception and a good welcome. I think what's happening is that people are deeply unhappy with the way the country is being run, and they're asking who's got the solutions. Now, my job in the next 5 months is to show we've got the solutions. That's what we're going to do. And if you're concerned about low pay, we're going to have an £8 minimum wage. If you're concerned, as people are, about 0 hours contracts, we're going to deal with that problem. If you want apprenticeships for the next generation, we're going to do it. Now, contrast that with UKIP. I was at Nissan earlier today. You know, pulling out of Europe would be a disaster for jobs at Nissan. Privatising the NHS, which is what Nigel Farage has said he wants, would be a disaster for the people of the North East. So let's have the argument about who's the party of working people. This is a guy who said he wants to keep the flame of Thatcherism alive. You know, that is not somebody who represents a party of working people. But let's have the debate, and in the end, the people will decide.
How can you campaign on the cost of living when there are Labour-run councils in this region who are not paying the living wage? And that are using zero-hours contracts. Does that not undermine your campaign?
Well, I don't think so. Look, lots of Labour councils are seeking to move to become living wage employers and take it incredibly seriously. But let's be clear what's happening. The biggest cuts that we've seen in ever are being imposed from a Tory government in Westminster, and that's making life really hard for Labour councils. I was talking to Nick Forbes earlier on today, you know, about some of the challenges that he's facing in Newcastle. So it is really tough. What I know is that Labour people, Labour council leaders, are always showing Labour values and doing everything they can on the living wage, on issues around how they treat their staff, to have the best possible solution. Just on 0 hours contracts, I think the thing that I think most gets people about 0 hours contracts is that you've got firms like Sports Direct who are actually employing the vast majority of their workforce month after month, year after year on 0 hours contracts. That's why we've said new principles should apply to everybody, including public authorities as well, which says if you work regular hours for month after month, you'll have a right to a regular contract, and I think that's the right answer.
How does it make you feel that there are no local authority run care homes left in the North East?
Look, I think that's a decision that that councils have to make. That's in the end a decision for councils. And again, it's part of the budget pressures that councils are facing as to how to manage. I know in my own area in Doncaster, we've had exactly the same set of issues. And look, in a sense, I think the most important thing is the public. And the public in this will be anxious about some of these issues. But I think what's important, and what I know Labour councils are seeking to do, is to make sure that there is proper care for elderly people, and they've got incredibly difficult budget decisions to make.
Here in the North East, the public sector is our biggest employer. Why is Ed Balls committed to cutting it back?
Well, what Ed Balls is committed to is getting the deficit down. That's what I'm committed to as well. And we've said that we would make sure the national debt was falling by
but it would put further jobs at risk.
Well, we will do it in a way that makes sure that we keep employment and create employment in the private sector, which would make a difference. And, you know, we've got to get the deficit down because that is really, really important. But we've got to do it in a way that's fair. And that's the big difference between ourselves and the Tories. Look, we're going to have a 50p tax rate. We're going to put the top rate of tax back up. They would not do that. We're going to have a mansion tax on the most expensive homes to fund the National Health Service properly. So there's big differences between our approach and their approach. With us, you get a fair deficit reduction plan, and we do it in a sensible way, which doesn't put public services at risk.
Can I ask about transport and infrastructure now, which are big issues here in the North East? What will the future of the East Coast Main Line be under a Labour government, and will you bring high-speed rail to Newcastle?
Well, look, on the second point first, I think that is really important that we do make sure that High Speed 2 happens.
So you won't.
And that's a real commitment of ours.
Would you bring High Speed Rail to Newcastle? To Newcastle?
Well, we want to do that, yeah. But look, the thing I'd say more generally is on the East Coast is, you know, we've seen a situation where East Coast has done well in the public sector. It's been a success. But the government is privatising it. Now, that's dogma. I mean, that's just dogma. I think it's the wrong. I think it's wrong. And so, you know, what do we want to see? We want to see a railway that actually works for people, whether it's public or private sector.
If the coalition does not, will Labour duel the A1 in its entirety?
We want to. We know this is a really important issue. We know that there's been real, you know, issues. You know, real issues here about this. Again, we're doing a spending review. We're looking at what can be done. We're not going to make false promises, but we know the priority this has. We know how important it is, and we want to get it right.
Benefit Street is being filmed in Stockton. What do you think of that programme? Will you watch it?
I have watched it. Look, my honest view is that I don't think it's given, as I understand it, a representative view of the people living on that street. And I think it's incredibly important on the benefits issue that, you know, yes, we want people to work, people who can work should work, but we mustn't suggest that every person on benefits, or, you know, that even the majority of people on benefits are somehow there for the wrong reasons. I think the vast majority of people who are on benefits are trying to do the right thing, are trying to get work, and are facing really difficult circumstances. So I think you've got to be incredibly careful about the way, and I'm careful about the language I use, because I don't like the language of somehow casting aspersions on every person who's on benefits, because actually lots of people are looking for work, trying to do the right thing, and are struggling to find work.
What's wrong with English votes for English laws?
I think it's an issue that needs to be dealt with, but it needs to be dealt with in the right way. I think we've learnt from David Cameron that he just wants to make up the constitutional settlement of the country on the back of an envelope, and I don't think that's the right thing to do. Let's do it in the way that's right. Let's do it in a way that maintains the integrity of the United Kingdom.
Do you prefer city-region devolution or devolution to all counties?
I think we've got to do both devolution to city regions and county regions. I think both of those are important. Well, I think this, the interesting thing about the city region is, and I know it's not popular with everybody, is that it's a way of having governance where you've got devolution to local level in an area beyond simply local authority, but in a way that doesn't necessarily invent a new tier of government. Because I think I don't think people are wildly enthusiastic, to put it mildly, about, you know, having lots more new politicians. So I think that's why I think it's quite exciting as an issue for the future. But, you know, we want to listen to voices in the Northeast about how we do it, about doing this in the right way, and also making sure that power is actually devolved downwards, that we get power out of Westminster and into the regions.
What do you think of the campaign that UKIP is running in this region? In Teesside, they came top in the Euro election, so they're a threat to you. What do you think of the campaign?
I don't think UKIP represent working people. Look, I think when you see UKIP saying, privatise the NHS, get out of Europe, let's cut taxes more for the richest in our society, I don't think that's the answer. And I think we've got to take on that argument about what kind of country we want to be. Do we want a UKIP vision of the country, which I think is a right-wing vision, or do we want a progressive Labour vision, which is what we offer? And, you know, I'll match up our policies against UKIP's any time.
And finally, Ryan Nolan got in touch with us. He's 18. He's from Gateshead and he's a student at the moment. He's going to be voting for the first time in May. He wants to know why he should vote Labour.
I think he should vote Labour and young people should vote Labour because we're going to guarantee jobs for young people. We're going to guarantee skills for young people, whether they go to university or not. We're going to build homes for young people. And I'd also say to him and others, you should vote Labour because we have a vision of a different sort of society from the Tories and from UKIP. I believe in a fairer, more equal, more just society, not a country that just works for a privileged few, but a country that actually really works for everyday people. And that's what we offer.
Can I also ask, what are your plans to bring business to the North East and to create jobs? How would you tackle that issue?
I think the most important way we do it, we've touched on it already actually, is by giving powers to local people to make that happen and local businesses, building on local enterprise partnerships, giving powers to local authorities to make that happen. And, you know, whether it's doing that, whether it's making sure that you have the right skills in an area. It's a big issue raised with me at Nissan today. Yeah. You know, are there the right skills for people? All of those things are the ways to make that.